It is time for us to join our good friends at the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com, site to go to find out any news, information, events going on in and around the South County area, of course, right adjacent to us. And every Wednesday, we happen to bring in David and Marcy, and we take a look at just some of the stories that they feature. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good rodeo. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's an initial rodeo, but I mean,
initial rodeo.
An initial one. Yeah, I value the feeling because if in Goshen, they do the Goshen Stampede when it's not, and that thing is always sold out, and it's a 3-day event. So not only
they used to do that.
Yeah. And not only did they bring, now it's a rodeo, but they also have a couple of musicians that are from the country music circuit, which are very well known. So it should be a pretty big fundraising event.
Well, I used to be on the rodeo circuit, actually.
I didn't realize you were Clint Eastwood in the making.
Well, I had a horse that was was from Nebraska that I raised, and he was just a perfect rodeo horse, so I used to go team roping back in the day.
He has all his fingers.
I have all my fingers. I didn't lose anything. But I think we were in Connecticut and New York State and Pennsylvania. I was on the road with my horse.
There is a circuit. There is.
There is a big circuit. Yep. There are two, actually.
Yeah.
There's the PRCA, which is the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, which is the big one, and there's a smaller one too.
All right. Okay, well let's move up into South County and talk about the Great Barrington Select Board. They've now given the green light for installation of electric vehicle charging stations, though it won't be for free.
No.
That's the issue, actually.
But it was a very split decision in our select board. But they have put up these two charging stations.
They're going to be installed downtown.
Yeah.
Right. The debate is that the town seems to be offering free electricity for cars. The town has went back to the drawing board, they say, and apparently it's not going to be free.
Yeah, there was big discussion about whether it would be free or not.
I think it's so easy nowadays with credit cards and with the way you can use them to set up a machine to. For 35 or 60 minute charge, and you can choose high charges or low charges. So I think it's a boon for the town. I think people were right to complain that it was free, because I think people with electric cars, when they're out weekending and especially visiting in our community with electric cars, they wouldn't mind paying for, while they're out shopping or going to a restaurant in Great Barrington, while they got their car charged. I think it's just
right.
I
think this is a great initiative here that the select board is taking to embrace a kind of carbon free, you might say, transportation system, and I think it's heartening, actually, for the select board to have done this.
But these are not going to be free to the town. You know, these stations will cost about $25,000 a piece just to buy the charging station. And then the electricity is about 75 cents to $1.10 per hour of electricity currently. So, and the stations can come equipped with credit card machines. Billing can be based on the amount of electricity drawn or the duration of the plug-in, so you just, you can pay for what you use. They're also, the Big Y also has some stations in their parking lot, and they're not free. So I guess, the select board voted 3-2 to charge for the towns.
Yeah, it's just like in North Canaan I think it's the Big Y that they have in North Canaan. They have charging stations there as well.
Yeah.
Now, I just think
the argument for free was that it really sends a message that the town is supporting clean energy.
Well, I think the fact that they're willing to put a couple of charging stations in, let's say they cost $20,000 a piece, that's enough support. That's enough support. I mean, because you can grow from there. If they're used a lot, well, then the town realizes, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll get some more in other locations, and price it just enough so it's enough to pay back your initial investment. I just think it's a thing of the future that's here now, and I think that any town that wants to have a tourism is going to have these charging stations in them, because more and more people are going to be buying more and more electric vehicles.
Right, and they need to. That's right, and it sends a signal that we're embracing this new technology, and. And making it available to people.
Now, this next story scares me.
What?
Berkshire is the local currency pioneered in Great Barrington 15 years ago. Berkshire's is going digital. Bitcoin and all that stuff scares me a little bit. So how are they going digital?
Of the Berkshire's?
Yeah.
Berkshire's.
Yeah.
Right. This is our local currency.
Well, it's a pilot program, actually, between Berkshire's, which was initially a way of encouraging people to buy locally, because it was a currency that was available in Great Barrington. So
you save
10%. So, in many cases. They're trying to go. This will be a program to perhaps introduce this in a more technologically modern way, because Berkshire's is what? It's a number of years old now.
Well, it's 20.
20 years old. And the bills are
15,
quite beautiful.
15.
No.
This is a very interesting idea that. You could buy, you buy $10 worth of Berkshire's for $9, and certain local businesses accepted it, so that you actually, if you used Berkshire's, you get a 10% discount on anything that you buy with them.
Right. It was an attempt to have encourage people to shop locally.
Right.
Right.
I think it's
and only the local stores accepted that.
Yeah, I think it was.
And we have been running articles, since we started. I mean, there is a Berkshire Business of the Month every month.
Right.
Businesses that accept Berkshire's. And so now they're going to continue with the paper, but and this is just a local pilot.
I think it's I've always been interested in it. I remember when it started, and I thought, this isn't going to be around long. But you know what? The great purpose of it is that it is local. It does give you a discount to shop local. And I just think that's terrific. I wish them all the success in the world. I mean, I think it's a great business decision.
Yeah, but it's very local. I mean, there's no reason for you to be scared about it. It's very local.
Oh, I was only joking when I say scared about it, because I was just comparing it to Bitcoin.
Yeah, no, no, it's not.
Oh,
Bitcoin.
No, it's not Bitcoin.
It's a very local.
Well, the bills themselves are rather pretty, actually.
They're beautiful. Yes, they're beautiful.
And the bills are honor local celebrities. Like, there's a Norman Rockwell. Norman Rockwell bill, which is a 50 Berkshire's bill.
Yes.
And so the bills are quite attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move
on
to
W.E.B. Du Bois bill.
Is there a W.E.B. Du Bois bill?
Yes, there is. Yeah. It's five.
That's five. Okay. Who's the big one? The top one.
I think it's the Rockwell. I don't know. Is there a
50 is Rockwell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who the there's one that's five is a the five Berkshire bill is just a kind of a landscape.
Yeah, but it's very pretty.
Yeah, and as I say, there's Du Bois and there's some there are local personages, but also scenes from the Berkshires. There's a one a 10 Berkshires has a picture of Mount Greylock on it. So.
All right. Now you've got this couple of Berkshire school districts that are hiring a project manager.
Yeah.
Look at the process of merging the two districts.
This is a never-ending story.
Yeah.
Well, but this is very open-minded. You know, the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, which is Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge, and the Southern Berkshire Regional School District, which is what Sheffield, New Marlborough, Egremont, Monterey, and Alford.
Right.
They've hired a manager to study the financial and educational advisability of consolidating the two districts. And the other thing is that they are seeking the public's input. I mean, there is a questionnaire that they are distributing widely to ask the community what they think about this.
I mean, the issue here is that the Southern Berkshire School District, which has a high school centered in Sheffield, has fewer and fewer students, and so it's becoming a kind of untenable situation for an educational infrastructure that is larger than too large.
Well, because the number of students has dropped. But, you know, it's a very emotional issue. First of all, people have loyalties to their local schools and their local high schools. But the other thing is that, you know, the busing is going to take kids all around. You know, there's going to be
a very long bus ride for some kids.
Yes, yeah. For some kids it's going to be big distances. So, you know, but on the other hand, I mean, when you think about it educationally, you know, they've got such duplication that it means that they're limited in the kinds of services and resources they can offer kids because they've got to duplicate them for small numbers of kids.
You know, it's interesting. Housatonic Valley Regional High School found out this week, and they'll have the official figures after October 1st. But their freshman class, they've had a overall 10% increase in population at the school this year.
Great.
The freshman class almost doubled.
And to what do they attribute that?
People
moving in the area. Yeah.
Because
it took our school district, which had a population of about 280, 290, that we thought was going to drop lower, and it's now up to 300 and I think 40, and that's the first real good sign that we've seen regarding the school district in a long, long time with people, bringing their kids back into the system. Because you need the fannies in the seats to pay the bills. You get to a point where, you know, you just can't pay the normal bills. It becomes too expensive. So it's, if it happens at Housatonic, I bet you it's going to happen up in South County as well.
It may. Yeah. What do you attribute this? Increase in population, though.
It looks like the pandemic. People bought houses up there and actually stayed, which doesn't surprise me at all. But I'm glad they got the property when they got, because I don't think there's very much left.
Right.
Speaking about schools,
I don't know that we've had an increase in the public school population. I think the private schools have seen a tremendous increase.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
All right. Well, we'll go on to speaking about schools. They've received the original school district has received a $300,000 grant from the Barr Foundation.
Right. This is the Berkshire Hills Regional School District,
which is Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and West Stockbridge.
West Stockbridge, right. anyways, they've received a grant, $300,000, from the BARR, that's B-A-R-R, Foundation.
In Boston.
In Boston, right. And it's to provide proficiency-based learning and assessment.
And also to expand the role of student voices in school decisions and prioritizing social and emotional learning, among other things.
Right. So, and so the grant is going to pay for teachers and the professional development of these programs. So it's an interesting initiative, and we'll see how this program develops.
Right. Yeah, it'll be, you know, obviously it's not going to happen right away. I mean, the money's going to be used to support changes from a year from now.
Right.
But again, it's, you know, it's intended to create more challenging opportunities for a wider range of young people and support parents having a stronger voice in decisions and policy. So it's really intended to change the experience of going to school.
Yes, well, the BARR Foundation is also funding projects, you know, all over New England.
Right.
They are funding programs at the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
And also at the Arts Build
Committee. At the Berkshire Taconic.
At Berkshire Taconic, right.
Yeah. So it's an interesting initiative here for our local school system.
Right.
All right, we'll move on. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, this is the second grant they've gotten from the BARR Foundation. They had one in 2019, so this latest grant grew out of what had been done before. But they really, I mean, the BARR Foundation is really trying to get constituents to think creatively about school redesign. So it's very exciting that we have it here. You know, I think we have a school system that's still big enough to be significant, but small enough to have an impact when you make changes. So,
well, and a shout out to the Berkshire Hills administration for, you know, finding out about this grant and applying for it and getting it. You know, it's a very progressive outfit, the Berkshire Hills.
Right.
And it's to the benefit of the students.
Yes,
you know.
Definitely, because, you know, the other thing about this grant is it's going to allow the school to expand a partnership with the Yale Child Study Center, which is, you know, exploring how to deal with social and emotional learning and emotional intelligence. So it's not just chalk and talk anymore. I mean, this is a way of trying to reach the full student, both intellectually and emotionally. So this is very exciting.
All right, I want to move on to the next story. The Boston Symphony Orchestra offering free tickets.
Yes, right.
Free.
You know, I mean, I know it may seem a little odd that we do this we write about this in Great Barrington when the concert is in Boston. Monday, October 3rd.
Yeah.
October 3rd is Monday? No, I'm sorry, Sunday.
Right. And it started at noon. They were begin reserving free tickets for a concert.
It started on Monday. This past Monday, you can reserve free tickets for the October 3rd concert at Symphony Hall.
I think it plays well out here because it's good news. It's good news about the symphony that really makes the summer out here. Basically,
right. That's true. Right. That's right.
But also, there's a backup. This is going to be a free concert.
Yep.
But also, if you can't get tickets or you can't go to Boston, most of the concert will be available as a free BSO Now online stream from October 14th to November 13th. So
more ways to keep the audience engaged, really.
Yes, definitely.
And keep their name out there. All right, we're going to wrap up with Carol Owens, and she has a column about the tradition of women's clubs in the Berkshires.
I love this story because, you know, there are, I know that traditionally, there have been in the Berkshires these clubs. There's a men's clubs and women's clubs, and she's featuring on, the history of the Berkshire County Women's Clubs, and it's they're interesting groups. It's a tradition. I'm not sure whether how active this tradition is these days, but it was at one time a kind of active way of.
Well, it was both socializing and community and service.
Right. And, you know, people have book clubs, of course, and this was similar to that, where women and men, there were men's clubs as well. It's an old tradition.
Right. And there were women formed the Women's Press Club. And today it's called the National Press Club, in which women graciously accept men. So, I mean, some of these women's organizations. But there's one that's very well known here, and I think Carol is also very active in it, called the Tuesday Club.
Yes.
It's over 100 years old. Let's see. Yes, I mean, she's talking about in 1892, the annual membership was $1, which is the equivalent of approximately $25 today. So this is more than 129 years old, this
right.
Tuesday Club. And they, it's a very inclusive club. I think anybody can join, I think, but I'm not sure. I mean, it endures and they do projects. And it's something that you don't learn about until you've been in the Berkshires for a while. So it's kind of a very interesting bit of local lore.
And we've got a lot of local service organizations, both men and women, in our area throughout the tri-state region.
Right.
And people don't realize that the money that they all raise for the projects that they do locally saves taxpayers dollars.
Right.
And also creates an interesting environment to live and work and play in. So like everything else, the aging of the population, some of these clubs get smaller and smaller, but new ones pop up.
Well, because women are working and they don't have free time.
Yeah,
that women working has transformed the nonprofit sector, which used to be run primarily by volunteers, by women volunteers, but now women are working, so they don't have the time to volunteer.
Yeah, it's something that social clubs are facing, but that is an interesting take. I'm going to have to read that story from Caroline's, The Tradition of Women's Clubs in the Berkshires.
Right.
Well, as we said, the BerkshireEdge.com is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, news, information, and also your calendar of coming events and your magazine.
And the magazine.
Right.
And now we have a new wedding directory. It's a directory to all the venues and vendors who are, who service the wedding industry. So, and then our November issue, we're going to have a big wedding section that is a companion to the online directory. So, because Berkshires have become wedding central.
There's a lot of great places to hold things up here, I tell you that.
Oh, there are.
There are, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of good service people to support you.
Absolutely. Well, so you can find the Berkshire Edge at theberkshireedge.com, and you can find David and Marcy right here on Robin Hood Radio on a Wednesday morning, just about 8:35 every morning, every Wednesday morning. Guys, have a great week. Have a great week. Stay warm, and we'll speak to you next
week.
Yes, you too, Marshall.
Thank you. We might have to turn the heat on.
I know. It's just, well, if I can make it to October 1st, I feel better about myself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Right. You know, save the money on that oil.
That's right. All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is, once again, the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robinhood Radio, and you can find them, of course, at theberkshireedge.com.